For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to another episode of the Believe Miami Heat podcast. I am joined with the champ, Norris Cole.
The champ is in the building. The champ is here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode. Me and Sean.
We're back again. So, Norris, a big event in your life. We have a signing. You're with a new club. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world with this new club?
Absolutely. So I signed to play for Unicaja Malaga in Malaga, Spain, south of Spain on the coast. Beautiful city, beautiful place, great fan base in the top league in Spain, the ACB. I'm excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, I saw something you posted on Instagram, a beach scene. And Miami is pretty dang beautiful, but that coastline looked pretty nice. So you are living in a nice spot right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely has some Miami vibes for sure.
So talking about this signing, you know, what made you choose to go to this club and change things up for this coming season?
Yeah. So yeah, business wise, it definitely, you know, it made sense for me and my family. It made sense, but the competition to play in the ACB, to play in Champions League, you know, playing in a beautiful city like Malaga, you know, it's fitting for me to, you know, be able to live and enjoy life, you know, off the court as well. And, you know, it checked all the boxes that I look for, you know, when I think about going to a team to play.
And I know when we first started, it was just at the end of your season in France. What's your, you know, commitment wise? You talked about last season being really difficult because you were in Europe for such a long time. Now that you're over there, are you there until the end of the season? Are you able to come home before your season starts?
Well, no. The ACB season starts in September, second or third week in September. But we get a couple breaks this season. I'm not sure what I'll do on those breaks because they're not very, very long. But yeah, you know, we get a couple breaks during the season. And I'm sure I'll, you know, find something to do and relax. But I'm all in for this season. I signed for 1 year. You know, the challenge is to, you know, help this club rise back to its, you know, traditional heights that it once had.
And just one more question about that. You know, going from the United States, playing in France, you played in a couple of different spots in Europe. What's that like, acclimating? Because I've never personally been to Europe, but, you know, it's each country is very different. Even though they're all in Europe, it's just like going to different states, I would say, in the United States. Yeah. They're all unique in their own ways. What's that like acclimating to Spain versus you were just in France and, you know, and being different countries?
Yeah, obviously the different time zones in Europe. You know, sometimes I'm 6 hours ahead, sometimes I'm 7 hours ahead. And, you know, different countries when you play, like, you know, in Russia, for instance, you know, you're maybe even eight hours ahead. So the time difference, and then from West Coast time, you know, it's even more. You know, so just the time difference, adjusting to the jet lag. And then, you know, like today, you know, I had medical checkups, you know, from the morning all the way throughout the day. Cardiac, checked on your limbs, you know, orthopedics. Then, you know, had to look through the contract and make sure all of that was right before being able to practice. And then practicing, you know, all in one day. You know, making sure your living situation is set up, you know, house or apartment, you know, car, finding out, you know, where you're going to eat, get food and everything from. It's like, you know, you're up and you're moving your whole life. So, you know, those are the things that you adjust to. And that's why you come over early, like in August, to get those things situated so that when the season starts, you're fully acclimated.
Yeah, well, we definitely appreciate you squeezing this in because I know it's been a busy week and I know it's late. We're recording right now. And like Nora said, being, you know, like 6 hours behind, it's a late night. He's worked hard all day. And so we definitely appreciate you squeezing in, you know, our weekly podcast. Thanks for listening to this week's Believe in Miami Heat podcast. A quick word from one of our sponsors. If you're into sports betting, BetOnline is where you should go to win money today. Whether it's live bets during games or futures for who you think will win the championship, BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your sports betting needs. Visit the website today, use your mobile device, and join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next big game, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Nora, so I don't know if you've heard, but apparently former NBA player Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. I was reading a press release about how he started taking a pH-balancing alkaline supplement called Balance 7, and that's what has helped him bounce back from his hospitalization in 2015. He even said, "I have an enormous amount of energy, which is good for me. It's important when working out. I always need energy to level up." Couldn't agree more with Lamar. And after watching him fight Aaron Carter in July's celebrity boxing match, I think it's safe to say that Balance 7 is working for him. Cool thing is, we've got a promotion running with Balance 7 right now, where if you go to their website, balance7.com, and use the code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, at checkout, you'll receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7's products. That product retails at $13.99, so I'd say it's worth it. Again, head to balance7.com and use the code BELIEVE at checkout to get in on the promotion. I know I will. If it worked for him, it can work for you too. We want to talk a little bit of Miami Heat. And, you know, it's kind of the dog days of summer for the NBA offseason. The things have slowed down. There's not a lot of signings. We're about 5 weeks away from the opening of training camp. Really, the only Heat-related news that happened this week was Dicky Giroux, a player from our summer league team that we had talked about before, a guard out of Houston. He was not offered a two-way contract with the Heat and actually signed one with the Indiana Pacers. I know you were out in Vegas. You got to see him play. You know, any reaction to that, and maybe, you know, what goes into a decision like that when you're a player that's a young player trying to catch on with a team? How do you think, you know, that process goes? And maybe he just saw a better opportunity in Indiana, even if he did show some promise in Miami with the summer league team.
Well, you know, it was a business decision for him. You know, he's playing to get a job. And, you know, unfortunately, he wasn't able to get it with the Heat, but he was able to play well enough to where he could get an opportunity for another team. And that's something all young players can learn. Whatever team you're playing for is always an addition for another team. So even, you know, even if your team is not going to sign you back, you know, you still want to get out there and play hard and play effective and be professional, because, you know, one team might not be able to use you, but, you know, another team will be able to use you. And that's the successful part of the business, but it's also the frustrating part of the business, because sometimes you want to be in one place, but that's not the place that maybe, you know, you fit. And so I think he has a great opportunity. You know, he used his platform in the summer league very well. And, you know, obviously the Heat has something to do with that. So I think hopefully he'll be able to flourish there in Indiana.
Yeah, I think you framed that really well. It's a business decision from the player side. It's a business decision from the franchise side. You know, that's ultimately, this whole thing is one big business. And, you know, individuals in the organization have to make decisions that's best for them. Sometimes they align and sometimes they don't. And I think you framed that really, really well. And obviously we wish him nothing but the best. You know, his time in Miami was very short, you know, ultimately like 4, 5, 6 games in the summer league, but he was a guy that I liked watching play. And so I really hope that he can catch on in Indiana or maybe somewhere else, because I really like the passion and the defensive intensity that he played with.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
All right, so we're going to do a little bit of a flashback. You know, like I said, we're in the dog days of summer. You know, we don't have a whole lot of new Heat content. We can only break down the roster so many times, talk about, you know, who we think is going to start, who's going to get minutes. And so we wanted to flashback. And a lot of times when I've opened it up to, you know, suggestions or ideas or questions, people want to talk about the Big Three era. And obviously Norris was part of that. Some of the memories and things that people remember, and really want to frame it as, what does Norris remember about that time? So I have a couple, and I'm just going to pick two for this week. We'll save a couple for next week. I have 4 on my list. I'm going to pick 2 for this week, and I'm going to start with this one. It's actually an off the court, in a way, question. There was a scenario where it sounds like you won a Porsche. Won a Porsche from Dwayne Wade on a half court shot.
Yeah, I remember that.
I woke you up a little bit. Can you tell us about that a little bit? What happened with that? How did you win a Porsche from Dwayne Wade?
So we were, I forget what city we were playing in, and we were just shooting around after practice. And, you know, they were getting ice. And, you know, I'm a young guy. I'm not getting any ice at the time. So I'm just shooting around, and then he passed me the ball. And I turned and looked at the rim, and I said, "Ooh, from right here." in half court. And he was like, bet. And I was like, what we betting? Because, you know, I don't gamble. You know, I don't gamble money or anything like that. So he was like, he said, if you make it, you get the Porsche. I said, bet. Shot it. Made it. And he was like, it'll be ready for you when we land. And it was. As soon as we landed, you know, got back to the airport, you know, the Porsche was ready. And he didn't give it to me. I held on to it for about, you know, a couple weeks. You know, and I brought it back. I gassed it up, made sure it was clean, and gassed it up and everything. And when I brought it back to him, I let him know it was definitely fun. But it was great. You know, he was a man of his word. It was, as soon as we landed, it was ready, gassed up and everything. So he definitely didn't do that challenge anymore. I should have said, you know, to keep the Porsche. That's what I should have said. I should have said, shoot to keep it.
Well, note to all the listeners, do not challenge Norris on a half-court shot. You might lose your car. What was there an alternative? Like, if you missed that shot, were you losing something?
I don't recall. I mean, even if it was, I was all in. I wasn't going to miss, Sean. That was the whole point. I knew I was going to make it.
That's a good point. Got to have that mindset. All right, the last scenario, and I'm gonna pull up the video for this because I wanna see your reaction to it. So, second to last regular season game, 2013 season. It's April 15th. You're in Cleveland. You played 42 minutes, had 16 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. So almost a triple double. One assist from a triple double, and most importantly, you had one steal. Do you remember this game?
Absolutely.
All right, here's the play. So I'm gonna play this for Norris live so that, you know, obviously on the podcast version, guys at home, you're not going to see it, but you'll be able to hear the broadcast from Eric and Tony and react to the play. So I'm going to set it up a little bit. The Heater up one, 13.9 seconds left, and it's going to start right at that situation.
Good job defensively on Irving. That's where it's going to start for them.
That's a shame Cole couldn't have made those free throws. After scoring 31 points on the second and third quarter, the Heat have just 16 here in the fourth. All right, Cavaliers will inbound with Livingston. He's got Waiters, Irving, and the pass comes to Irving. With 12 seconds left, a one-point
lead. Mano
y mano. All right, I'm going to pause it right there because for those of you that haven't seen the play, it is flattened out. It is Norris against Kyrie Irving. Probably one of the best ball handlers, if not the best ball handler in the world at this point. It's flattened out. It's just him. Norris is sitting down in the chair, perfect defensive stance. Norris, what the heck is going through your mind at this point? Because everybody's on their feet. You're only up one. There's about 8 seconds left, top of the key. What are you thinking squared up with Kyrie like that?
I was thinking lockup. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking mano y mano. There's no way I'm going to let somebody win game point on me. That's how I was thinking.
All right, so I'm going to let it play a little bit. Kyrie's going to go through just cross spin, and then we'll let it play through.
Here's what we talked about. He talked about this in the huddle. What do you do in an isolation? Here's Irving with three. Oh! Took it away! He stole the ball! The Heat win again!
Sir.
Goal. This is your state, and this is your night.
Yes,
night
sir.
He was upset that he missed the two free throws, and he made up for it with the steal. How about that? Norris Cole owns the game.
Man, I wanted to redeem myself from the free throws I had just missed as well to make the game even, you know, be reachable like that. If I would have made my free throws, the game would have been over.
As you mentioned, and it's before the highlight starts, there were some missed free throws. So you had a little adversity before that play even started. You went to the line and missed some free throws that could have extended the lead. And right now you're faced with Kyrie Irving, flattened out, one-on-one. He's going between the legs. He's spinning. You reach in with your right hand as he pulls up for the jumper and just take it from him. I mean, clean strip. That's huge. I mean, the challenge that you had in front of you in coming up with a steal in that situation, it's incredible. So do you remember what was going through your mind as that play went on? And then the reaction to it is awesome, too.
Yeah, absolutely. When I seen that they flattened it out to go one-on-one, I take that challenge. You know, I take that personally, you know, quite frankly, at that point in my career, I was a young guy. Not too many people had ever tried to one-on-one me for game point. you know, in high school, college, you know, like I said, that was my second year. That was my first or second year. So I hadn't had experience with guys trying to ISO me and, you know, put me out there on an island. So I was, you know, locked into the challenge. And like I said, I was just thinking lockup, you know, no game point on me. That was my mindset, not going to score a game point on me.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely post that highlight because it's incredible to watch because there was essentially no help. It was just you one-on-one, mano-a-mano, like you said, and you didn't let him score, you know, because if you let him get past you, he was too good of a player. He's going to probably make that shot or he's going to find somebody right. open and you stepped up. And yeah, it's, you know, I really like some of these ideas people have presented to me of flashing back because, you know, a lot of times we talk about your reaction to Ray Allen's shot, your reaction to winning the championship, and not focused on the plays that you in particular made, you individually made while you're in Miami that were also huge, you know? So I want to keep doing this a little bit because I think it's cool to get into your mind, what you remember, but also reflect on some great memories, you know, of Miami Heat years past.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate that a lot. It was a lot of great times and, you know, to be able to contribute, you know, to a championship team, that's what I'm, you know, most happy about, to not just be on the team, but to have played during the season, during the playoff run, and to be able to have contributed.
Well, guys, we're going to wrap it up pretty quick today. It is late for Norris. We know you need a good night of sleep to be at your best, and we want to keep wishing you the best of luck while you're over there in Spain, and we'll keep track of what's going on in your season. We'll be back next week with another episode, and I'm going to let Norris close us out.
Another episode complete. Heat Nation, keep sending us the likes, keep subscribing. Keep asking us for the content. Keep getting the word out there. And me and Sean, we out!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.